You always disagree with me. Doesn't change the fact that if two identical twins have sex with each other, then two identical Lokis having sex with each other are also incest.
Okay, here's why it's different.
When you put it like that, when you put it like that, but the thing about it is,
don't agree with her.
The thing about it is they don't come from the same mom. They come from separate moms.
So what you're saying is stepbrothers and stepsisters, when they have sex, it's not incest. Because they
didn't. No, I don't think it is.
I mean,
they didn't come from the same mom.
Technically, it's not, but it's gross because you're raised. It is.
They come from the same dad. How is it technically not?
You're not step if you come from the same dad, you're half.
Yeah, you're half, not step.
That's a technicality.
No, it isn't.
It is.
It is a technicality. But yeah. they come from different universes though. Like they're not even in the same world for real.
I'm not even disputing any of that. What I'm saying is they are genetically identical.
Not incest. It's just not.
So then to all you identical twins out there who have been holding off.
No, don't do this.
Lisa has given you permission.
Ew. No, she has not.
That's no, I didn't, because it's not the same thing. I'm only giving you permission if you read into your very and you guys find each other attractive. And then maybe you want to do some head stuff and see what happens later
you
on.
You want to do some head stuff?
Well, wow. You gotta warm up to it.
Before this conversation gets too deep, welcome to Nerdgasm Noir Network. It's me, Dee, and I'm here with Storm and Melissa, and today, and potentially these other heifers. And today we are talking about nerd shit. This is gonna be our Loki episode where we talk about our thoughts and thoughts and prayers. That's not it. Our thoughts and
thoughts, THOTS.
Okay, and thoughts and prayers.
On the Loki series on Disney Plus. So we are actually going to get right back into that right now because Storm and Melissa are having a very good conversation that I'm just going
to. Defense about at best.
You know what? Because I was hardcore is just masturbation. But when you bring the identical twins thing in it, but they're not identical twins.
But here's why it's different from masturbation, because you are yourself. So what you're saying is that these variants are a part of their variants. And that's the case, then they wouldn't be variants, which is why it's not masturbation.
But they are though. Because remember,
they're not.
Yes, remember.
They are not. They are separate entities, as you just said, separate universes.
No. Because remember, when you make a wrong turn, that's what causes the variants. Like
that's only under the assumption there's only one timeline.
Well, right, but that's the thing.
There's only one timeline. Kang made it so there's only one timeline because he was a little bitch made and couldn't handle his other variants.
But that doesn't negate the fact that making specific choices is what cuts people, is what separates you from previous you.
Right, but remember the discussion we had in Atlanta where you say it. Because I said the timeline branching made those universes, and you said no, there's another timeline that is a separate universe.
Right. Well,
okay,
no.
So this one timeline has the people. This other timeline has the people. So they are separate entities.
No, but here's the thing. They're both of the Lokis are from this timeline. Yes, no, maybe so.
Yeah, I just is that it?
You know what? I think I just figured out a flaw. I figured out a hole in the plot. Damn it.
No, I believe they are from the same timeline because then they wouldn't be at the same TVA.
Right.
The timeline wasn't branching before, so she wouldn't have had access to the quote unquote other timelines if that was the case.
Right. So what happened is because of whatever choices were made that made her, like whatever sperm made it, I guess, that made her a girl and him a boy, like, at the point where that diverged, they become two separate people.
Right, we're sure that's what happened because allegedly Loki can shapeshift into a girl. Maybe he just shapeshifted into a girl and chose to stay that way. Maybe that was the, you know, decision. But the timeline was like, nah, dude, you can't just do that.
Oh yeah, no. maybe that was the, but either way, it's still the same root Loki. So, okay.
Here's why I say that's not true, because when they prune a timeline, you know, all that stuff goes away, but the person is still outside of time, which means the person who's originally on the path goes back to being the path. They are separate.
Well, no, because what they were doing was they were taking, all right, so let's get into the spoilers. They were taking, when they were pruning people and they were clearing out that timeline, so that way that timeline didn't branch a new timeline or connect with another timeline that existed outside or whatever. And so then the person that made that decision that started that new timeline, they basically took them to court and pruned them anyway, but also possibly erased their memories and put them in the TVA, right?
Right, but they, when they prune a timeline, they're essentially resetting it. So the original, like say me.
No, when they're pruning a timeline, they're cutting that off. They're burning that in.
Right, but they're not just taking that person out of time. Like Loki, you know, still exists in Avengers. He's still there. When they prune that timeline, that Loki continues in that story of Avengers Endgame and all the other stuff.
So here's the thing. So like when Loki took the cube, right? Like there's the regular timeline and then there's the branched off one, right? So when Loki took the cube, this is where the branched off one comes from, right? Right. And so what the TVA does is they come and they take Loki and then they just cut this whole thing off. So this one continues going. This one doesn't have a chance to grow. It's like tree branches, if you get
what I mean. I got that, but the Loki, what you're saying is the Loki doesn't exist anymore now because he took the cube. Taking him to the TVA.
He wouldn't exist anymore if they actually killed him, if they actually like got rid of him, disintegrated him with the thingy boppers, right?
I mean, but that's essentially what they've done. He's outside of time right now at the TVA. So according to your theory, he's no longer with Thor and Asgard and goes to meet Hela and all that other stuff he does.
He is, because both of those Loki, that original Loki that did all of that stuff, this new Loki is a branch off of him. He's been cut off from the other Loki. He's only still there because they haven't gotten rid of him altogether, if that makes sense. But anyway, either way, I still think it's masturbation. I've come back around. I think.
I've decided that it's just okay. So that means it's not.
You know what you read. Of course you have.
No, it's not incest though. It just isn't.
So you have to think to all you identical twins out there, Melissa.
No,
not what I'm saying.
This is not Oran High School Host Club. This is not what we're doing here today on this.
It's apparently exactly what Melissa is doing.
No,
plus a VA Andrew shit. Like I'm not talking. This is not
the DNA is identical according to Melissa and D. That's masturbation.
No, because I am a firm believer of you. It's the same person just branched off into a different timeline.
So and twins are the same people until their age. Just
no, they're not. Different people.
I
if anything, Tia and Tamara have taught us that.
Because they're not. First of all, they're not identical twins. But yes, identical twins.
Oh wait, they're not identical twins.
No, they're not identical.
Tia and Tamara.
No, one has a mole here, the other one doesn't. They're not identical.
The difference between identical and fraternal twins is the egg. So if
twins
hit the egg and it splits, that's identical.
Thank you. They were one person and then they branched off. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That doesn't count.
I appreciate it.
Life does not start at inception. This is not gonna, we're not turning over. We're not turning over Roe versus Wade. This is not happening.
I didn't say life starts at inception, but they were one and then split up.
Well,
that
counts for all human beings. We all come from one weird fish.
Is it fish?
Well, yeah, if you go back far enough, it's all incesty.
Oh my God.
So thank you again for agreeing with me. I appreciate the assist again.
I just really feel like you're wrong.
You're saying your words strongly, and
it's really hard to come against that.
Storm's powers are basically to start a cult, and the fact that she hasn't yet.
It's what true. You're talking about. I'm simply agreeing with you. If you go back far enough,
I feel like
you're genetically related. Therefore, it is all incest.
I feel like
Storm would start a cult, and then once it got going, she would look at them and be like, "Well, I mean, why are you here, though? Like, this seems wow, you guys should really use better judgment. I'm just gonna go.
Like, y'all just listen to me. Like, y'all didn't question anything. You just did it. Okay.
Right. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, that sounds like
they'd be all heartbroken and shit. But you said, but you had
other things.
What if she's a Loki variant and we just don't know?
Absolutely a Loki variant, because I'm trying hard not to bring about the chaos.
Chaotic entity. All right, so getting into like a real conversation and not just us being weird. Disney Plus wrapped up recently its Loki series. It's the series about Loki, which, okay, every time I think Marvel is doing the wrong thing, I actually end up enjoying the wrong thing that they're doing. And then when they do something that I was looking forward to, like Nigga Bird and the Snowman, I don't like it. So, like, the Loki series is basically in the second Avengers movie, because that's the one where they get all timey-wimey. There's a scene where, as opposed to the original Loki, the first Avengers movie, when they go back in time to that time, Loki actually steals the Tesseract and escapes instead of going back to Asgard and being a prisoner, right? And so basically what this series is because Loki did that, there was a branch in the timeline, and according to this series, there's only supposed to be one sacred timeline, right? And so this series basically is going over what's going on with Loki and the consequences of fracturing from that timeline, and also what happens when people go against the sacred timeline. If that makes sense. It's, you gotta watch it. It's, you know, you have you ever watched Doctor Who? Yeah, it's like that, basically.
Yeah.
But it was actually really good, and I actually really enjoyed it. So I guess my first question for you ladies is, how, what did you guys think of it? Did you guys like it? What did you guys like?
I really enjoyed it. So I will say, much like Doctor Who, I didn't understand parts of it, but even the parts that I didn't understand, I found it enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Definitely gives a lot of information. Like, I think that's the part that really sort of turned me a bit, like confused me a bit at times, because we're explaining a lot about time, we're explaining a lot about just everything, and then they do it kind of fast. So it's one of those shows that you feel like you got to maybe watch a couple of times and then definitely watch reviews of in order to get some stuff. But everybody in there had fun. I wish we got Wumi in more outfits than her Hunter B-15, B-12. Who was it?
B-15, Hunter B-15.
B-15. Because
Wumi's so fine. Oh my God, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
She is, but she was regulated to that thing the whole fucking time. Yeah. And I'm thinking we're going to see her life before and nothing. I'm hoping that's what they do in season two, mm-hmm. like where they go deeper into her story. And also the Judge Renslayer, just because, I mean, that's an interesting character. Like, mm-hmm. there's a part where she's mad at, I'm about to call him Luke Wilson, because I think it's, is it Owen?
It's Owen Wilson.
It's Owen.
His character's name is Mobius.
Thank you, Mobius. So when she goes into Mobius, because Mobius is all, you betrayed me, you pruned me. And she was like, betrayal? Like, you betrayed me. And then she really broke down an interesting argument. For how, yeah, Mobius, I could kind of see how Judge would feel betrayed by you.
Yeah, we supposed to be friends, and you sitting here hanging out with these new people. Who are these new niggas?
No new friends.
Exactly. Like, I put my shit on the line for you. Nobody even believes in you here but me, nigga. Like, I go to bat for you. And then this is what you do. And yeah.
Yeah, one of
so that's my whole thing on it.
One of the things I did like about the show was Loki as a character. Loki as a character is a very morally gray character, even though Marvel, the Marvel movies sometimes don't know how to do that right. Because
I was gonna say, because he's not really morally gray in the movies. He's
here's the thing.
Very much black.
In Thor, he was morally gray because, like, he wasn't bad. He was just a trickster. But then he found out his dad was a shit dad. And it kind of turned him right. And then in Avengers, he was bad. And then Thor: The Dark World, they didn't know what to do with him. And then in Ragnarok, they were like, oh yeah, he's not really bad. He's a chaos agent and he's also like a sad boy kind of a little bit. So they played off that and they did it well. And the thing that the series does is it takes that core part of Loki's character and it like expands it, because like everybody in the series has like a sort of, there's no real, and this is going to start an argument, there's no real bad guy. Everybody's basically morally gray. Look at Storm is looking at me. Everybody is really morally gray. They're all doing what they think is keeping people safe. It's just that there a lot of them are going about it. I guess the real bad guy is actually in this series. No, there's no real bad guys. There's just selfish people. Loki is extremely selfish.
I don't think Renslayer is a bad guy.
I think Renslayer believes in a thing and she's going for it, not understanding the full story.
Yeah. Storm does not agree.
Storm doesn't agree at all. The faces she is making.
Which is rude, really. Like, what did Renslayer do? Okay, I know you have a list.
Well, no.
Go ahead.
Oh, Matt. No, go ahead.
No, finish it up.
No.
She's setting you up.
I genuinely want you to finish your thought. Go ahead.
Well, because Renslayer's whole thing was like, Renslayer really believed basically the TVA's whole spiel about we have to protect the sacred timeline or whatever. So to Renslayer and Hunter B-15, like, we really need to get rid of the variants, because the variants are causing the rifts in the timeline and they're going to make a huge problem. And that's how this big war is going to start, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Cause that's what they were made to believe their whole lives. And like, they don't start to question it until they're presented with the information to the contrary. Like once B-15 finds out that all of the people in the TVA are variants, B-15 is like, oh, okay, no, I need to tell everybody and we need to figure out a different way to do this, because y'all told me variants are bad and then you're all of us are variants. Something ain't right here. Renslayer's whole thing is Renslayer believed in a thing. She like believed in the TVA and all of that got crushed. And now she wants answers for what the hell is going on.
Here's really the only thing I disagree with. I don't think they know about the war Kang talks about at the end. I disagree with that. I don't think they know about that at all. Because
they don't know about. Yeah, I don't think they know about that at all. I think their main thing is the variants being bad people, and it's because even in the TVA, like, you know that video they play for everybody in the TVA, they were like, oh, there was this. They even say there was this big multiversal war, and that's why we have to, you know, take care of the sacred timeline, because we don't want that to happen again. So they know that there is a war. They don't know the expanse of it. They don't know exactly how big it was.
Right. I don't even know if I think that they think variants are all bad. I just think they think that variants cause the war in the past and we're not having that shit again. So regardless if you chose a lollipop over a Snickers bar, you choose a Snickers bar, we got to cut you off. You're supposed to pick the lollipop.
Oh no, is that why I can't find white Snickers in California?
That's exactly why you can't find white Snickers anyplace.
Oh man, I'm about to get pruned because I brought one here and I'm about to buy, oh damn.
Messing up. You know, well actually now the timeline is just free balling it, so.
Oh yeah, okay, I'm good.
So, if you want. The only other thing I disagree with is that I don't know if it's a cause they really so much believe in, because as I said, they don't really know what the cause is. Mm-hmm. They just know we need to prune these guys, because like I said, they all believed in the three figureheads. Mm-hmm. And when the three figureheads fell, their whole world was shattered. Mm-hmm. Because according to them, they were trying to create a perfect timeline at the end where everything would be great, and at the end is literally nothing.
Yeah, it's the whole thing. They believed basically at the end of time. It was, I guess, their version of heaven, like at the end
right,
of time.
Right, utopia of some sort, right.
Everybody just lives in a utopia, and which it doesn't make sense.
Which leads me to believe they thought they were working for God.
Well,
God. version of God.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they considered the timekeepers that mm-hmm. sort of godly entity.
Mm-hmm.
But they were just robots.
Right. So they were just all just following orders.
Oh, here we go.
Were they not following those orders hard?
B-15, once B-15 realized something was wrong, B-15
completely. Once it affected her,
she did not know, and once she was given the information, she was like, oh, okay.
She was very, very, I'm not sure it's the right word, racist towards variants.
She was.
And then, wow.
And then once she found out she herself was a variant, suddenly Black Lives Matter.
Well, no, because here's the thing. No, I think, because here's the thing. In real life, when white people find out that they have some brown in them, they freak out. They're like, no, it can't be. It can't be. No, my family would never touch a Negro. Whereas B-15 was like, oh, I've been wrong this whole time. Let me be a better person with actions.
Was it a better person, or was it let's burn it all to the ground? Because I feel like it was more let's burn it all to the ground.
Well, but
isn't that better?
But here's the thing.
I'm simply saying she wasn't like, oh, let's go and, you know, reform the TVA. It was, no, let's rip this up from the roots and burn it all to the ground.
Because she saw how systemic it was.
She saw
how ever-reaching it was. And she knew that, like, changing it from the inside is going to take millennia. And honestly, who has the time other than us? Nobody. So let's just burn it all to the ground.
Right.
I wonder if they're... I wonder if their lifespans are extended from being in the TVA. And I think technically, yes and no.
I'm assuming their lifespan is stagnant, if you will, because they're not...
I was gonna say, like, I feel like you still have the lifespan of 70 years or 80 years or whatever. It's just that because you're working outside of time,
right?
It's not going. But then how did Mobius get so old? Oh, they pruned him when he was old. What did he do?
No. You mean you say so old. He's what, 40, 50?
I feel like in the series he's supposed to be like 50.
It's just, wait, he's just a person. We know they're all just people now.
Yeah, what did he do at 50, 60 that they were like, this old man is, well, then again,
he probably went jet skiing.
Yeah, that was the thing that everybody was saying. He bought a jet ski and he wasn't supposed to.
Jet skiing and hit somebody he wasn't supposed to, or,
and you know, that also explains why Sylvie ages, because she hides in time in Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which I assume they also age when they go to prune a timeline, but you're only in that timeline for minutes.
Right.
At best, except for when you're chasing Sylvie, of course. So yeah, you age those 2 minutes, but what's 2 minutes over the span of 500 years?
Right. Okay. I confused myself and brought myself back. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ain't that.
Anyway. Hold on. Give me just a second.
Should we do like just a second music?
No.
Are you sure? Because I have a tune. It's like whoop, 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 do, 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 do,
do, do. All right. Well, podcast over. See? Never. Welcome to the.
Because my jams were too sweet.
Oh, is that what that was?
It made you feel self-conscious about yourself. That's cool. You don't have to feel like, not everybody is the musician that I am.
No, that's fair. Okay.
Are we pause, or are we still?
No, going? We're still recording. We're still going.
Okay. I wanted to keep talking. That's one reason why I asked.
No, go ahead.
Melissa said she wanted to see the other storylines for the other people, which honestly, I don't really care about them. They are ancillary characters. They are tertiary characters. I really don't care about them.
I love a good
other than
character backstory, though.
Other than Renslayer, because she is supposed to eventually grow up to be one of the big baddies who truly wants to burn it all to the ground.
What?
Yeah, okay, so this is another thing I like about the Loki
alert.
Series.
Sorry.
This is another thing I like about the Loki series, is the Loki series is setting up bad guys.
Yes.
Which, like, that is perfect. Like, because, like, the early Avengers movies were setting up characters. Like Loki, like Avengers, not Avengers, Thor was really just setting up Thor and then the villain for Avengers, right? So like to have that turn around and have the Loki series be like, here's villains for the future for you. Enjoy. You're paying right. it forward, and I appreciate it.
Right. So Melissa, do you care about spoilers?
No.
Okay, because to be fair, I don't know which path Disney is going to take, right, with her. But at some point, she becomes a female Kang. At some point, she impersonates.
Impersonation.
Right. Nubia becomes a big bad. Like, she, like her life's mission becomes to take down Kang because of how he's lied to her. Her whole life.
When they,
I watched the shit out of that.
When they do that cross, Marvel and DC did a crossover thing a long time ago.
Which I'm not surprised because this whole multiverse sounds like the, I almost said the New 52, but you know how Earth 1 and Earth 2 and all that stuff? Mm-hmm. It sounds very similar to that.
Well, you know, Marvel's known for copying a little bit and also just doing it better from DC.
I do have a question though, which I'm not sure anybody can answer.
What's up?
So at the end, when Loki gets, you know, pushed into the alternate timeline in a separate universe in a completely different TVA, Mobius and 15 are talking about, does he just want us to let these, you know, lines go out of control? Implies that before that moment, they weren't. Which leads me to believe that that Kang was watching our Kang, and he said, oh, you letting your shit wild out? Cool. So I'm letting my shit wild out.
And honestly, I think, because I had the conversation with you, the theory that me and my sister came up with, that what's happening with pruning the timelines is it's not actually creating a sacred timeline. It's just that timelines that go this pruning method end up isolating themselves from other timelines. So what happened? So I think you're right. I think what happened was Kang in his timeline was just sitting there. Well, his TVA is just watching what's going on with all the timelines, right? And so when He Who Remains, his timeline starts branching and starts reaching out, Kang is like, oh yeah, like you said, oh okay, it's on now. I'm about to go take this over.
Which brings me to my next question. When Kang the Conqueror, the actual Conqueror, when he conquers the timelines, does he, because I don't actually know a lot about Kang. I just know his existence and what he does. Does he fuse the timelines that he conquers together into one? I've conquered that timeline, I've conquered this timeline. What does that mean?
I don't know. I think for Kang, he likes the variations because he's the Conqueror. So like the variations happening gives him another place to go and take over, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Or in this situation, a timeline that has been isolated that is now open gives him a place to go and conquer. Also, okay, so here's the thing. So we've known for a while that Jonathan Majors is supposed to be playing Kang the Conqueror in upcoming Marvel movies, right? Super excited about it. Jonathan Majors is a very, very good actor. Very good looking man. Not even gonna lie on that end. So actually, again, I have to apologize to Jamie because I did make fun of Jamie for her weird taste in men. And I did turn around on Jonathan Majors almost instantly.
I still don't see it, but kudos to y'all.
That's
it looks like someone smacked him in the face with a pan.
Oh, he's leave that man alone.
I'm sorry.
So like we've known he's going to be Kang the Conqueror for a while. And so when we're talking about the timeline, for me, the thing that tipped me off was they're talking about the timelines and they're talking about the timekeepers, right? So I remember in the comics, Kang, I don't know, either Kang was a timekeeper or he was one of the same beings as the timekeepers, right? And so my whole thing was, for the series, I was like, is Jonathan Majors going to be in this? Is he going to be one of the timekeepers? And when we got to the episode where like we saw the fake timekeepers, I was literally like, oh, I guess he's not going to be in it. And then they kill them. And I was like, or they break the robots. And I was like, wait a minute, hold on a second. So like the final episode is where we get Jonathan Majors. He's there for one episode. He does a pretty good monologue. He gives us acting. And it was really, really good. And I was actually pleasantly surprised to see him. Like, it was something that I kind of saw coming, but like at the same time, it was still a joy to see it happen.
I was completely shocked because I didn't know. Go ahead. No, that's all I was saying. I was about to say, I was completely shocked because I didn't know any of that stuff. He just popped up on me and I was like,
what? Why is he here?
Yeah, I was looking forward to seeing him. I was actually genuinely upset when I first saw him.
Why?
Only because my first thought was, this is not Kang the Conqueror. Who the fuck is this?
It's not supposed to be.
This is not Kang the Conqueror. I was like, what is happening? I was like, oh, okay, that's why, because he doesn't want to be Kang the Conqueror. Okay, okay. So where's my Kang? Where's my Kang? Okay.
Where was Kang's?
Where's my Kang?
Oh, okay, so the memes. Dear internet, thank you. Thank you, masses of the internet, for bringing us Hotep Kang. I love it. It's the best.
Yeah. I thought we had peaked with Hotep Vision, or Vishon, as he is now known. But we'll no.
Never peak. Never.
Never. There's the only way to go is up.
Yeah. So, my next question, maybe you guys can answer, because I've heard the debate, kind of, sort of. Is Miss Minutes evil?
I mean, that goes with the whole question D was saying, how it's all gray. If she works for Kang, if Kang is evil, then she's evil.
Miss Minutes' whole thing is, because she reveres Kang, not Kang, he who remains. She reveres him, right? Like, her whole thing is, well, he's whatever Richards. I forgot his first name because he's right. Richards' descendant.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Richardses for.
I did not know that. Is he?
Yeah.
Did not know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Shaking it up.
Right.
So like she.
Pause for a second. That just goes to show you right there. I'm not even gonna say that. Never mind. Continue.
No, say it.
I was just gonna say, this Caucasian man gets superpowers, and in the future, his colonizer descendant also colonizes timelines. Like, of course he does.
Again, Hotep Kang. Of course he's gonna go colonize.
Sorry,
but So her thing is she believes in him wholeheartedly. So whatever he's about, she's about. So I don't think she's necessarily evil. I think she is influenced by him.
I think she's the epitome of following orders. Like, her job was to keep the timeline intact, was to keep the TVA under control, to keep, you know, the variants, you know, blind to whatever he didn't want them to know. And she filled her role to perfection.
Mm-hmm. I'd be interested in a Miss Minutes origin story.
Him creating the program on his laptop?
Maybe there's something else that happens. We don't know.
Did he invent? No, he didn't invent AI. We already have Vision.
No, he didn't. I'm sure he wrote the AI for Miss Minutes.
She's a descendant. He's a descendant
of Reed Richards.
She's a descendant of White Vision.
No, don't say that. Oh, God.
I feel like at some point she has her own, you know, maybe she has her own thoughts and opinions. Maybe there's an event in her life that switches things, and maybe she has regret for how she's, you know, how she has to do these things.
I think all of the I think all of the Miss Minutes that got to human or got to independent got pruned.
But I want to see them before they got pruned. Like, what was that moment like? I think I just want to see an orange clock deal with emotions. And if Marvel could provide me with that, it doesn't have to be a whole episode either. I'm not ridiculous. Like, just give me maybe like 5 minutes of it. So that's what I want.
All right. Hold on just a second. Give me a moment.
Okay, so you can do hold on music, but I can't.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'm
wow. Wow.
That's, wow. That's my problem.
I feel discriminated against.
What we are doing now, the reason that we're having this little pause is because we got JP in here. And once she gets fully connected, we are going to get some thoughts and opinions about Loki from JP. But to bounce off of Melissa's previous thought, I can see an origin story for Miss Minutes and what's going on with Miss Minutes. Are we going to do season two of Loki like Lovecraft Country, where every episode is just a character's, each individual side character's journey? Because we did Doctor Who season one. Season two, let's rip off a different show. Rip off it.
I mean, oh, what if they, and this is going to my Doctor Who-ness again, stunt cast a bit.
Okay.
Now, of course, the big dick stunt cast will be David Tennant. If they somehow got him in the TVA or something to do with time. But for a deeper cut, if we had an Alex Kingston or...
Yeah.
So, and I know that 10 also played...
I vote Alex Kingston. I vote Alex Kingston.
Of course you do.
I mean, I do as well for the same reasons.
I was going to say that David Tennant played the Purple Man in Jessica Jones. But mm-hmm. Disney has said that the Netflix Marvel stuff now is no longer canon. So they say that now it's no longer canon, which I think is probably why they're hinting at bringing Daredevil in a Spider-Man movie with, what's his face?
Vincent D'Onofrio?
No. Daredevil.
Are they going to use Charlie the same Cox. Actor? Because
They're bringing Charlie Cox in, but I think part of the reason that they're bringing Charlie Cox in is to be like, yeah, those don't count anymore. But these actors that we liked in those parts, we're just going to rewrite their histories and put them in here.
Good. I hope they rewrite, and we all know who we hope they rewrite, because
that was
trash. It was trash, and they made the Defenders about them, which was still. It was definitely a choice.
Yeah, when they shitted on him the whole time, like, oh, you're dying for it? Okay, like,
I mean, or we could just not have him at all. We could just not do it.
I mean, it was a good character until they did that.
All right, so JP, so far we have talked about this is my thing that I want to ask you. What was your overall? What are your overall thoughts on the series, Loki as a whole?
I really liked it, but then I do like shows that go into more character study than like, oh, it's not enough action, blah, blah, blah. They're talking too much. Well, sometimes you need shows like that too. Like, we barely get anything about Loki or anything outside of, you know, the Avengers story. So it was kind of nice to kind of get this more kind of character focused show. Like, I know like people were expecting something totally different, like Loki being a dick through time, but I mean, I'm just like, oh, okay. So we're gonna just his traumas and shit. Okay, great. I can do that.
Which, again, I do appreciate that, because if you look at the backstory for Loki, like, Odin's a dick. Like, he kidnapped this child, did not tell this child who he was. And then was like, when the child found out, he was like, oh, well, too bad, so sad. And just dipped. Like, he's a real, Odin is a real shit father.
But then again, even that is like, oh yeah, I technically didn't kidnap you. You were just
abandoned. I was like, okay, I guess I'll pick this random child up and then use you as a gotcha for my treaty. Like, how does that make someone feel?
My thing is, was he really abandoned or did you kill his whole family? Like, it's...
I don't know because
like he was the runt of the family, which is why he was abandoned.
Right.
Literally, frost giants were so tall, and Loki is, you know, human size.
He's a right, human size. So, yeah, so he was abandoned, but Odin used him as a bargaining chip. Like, hey, y'all just randomly just leaving y'all kids around. You wouldn't want nobody else to know about that. Or, I don't know. Who knows what Odin did? Because he's a jerk. So.
Terrible father. Jailed one of his children and then didn't tell his other two children that that child existed. Or that once he died, everything that held that child at bay was going to be over. And this is how you deal with that child. No, people just like, I'm dying. By the way, you have a sister. Bye.
Right.
And yeah, she's going to be really, really mad. So have fun with that.
All right. What are your other thoughts, JP?
Okay. Even though I did love like the character study stuff, I wish they dived a little bit more into Loki's history. It kind of felt like more ensemble cast than like the actual Loki show. And I don't know, people hated the He Who Remains whole like monologue, but I actually fucking loved it. Like, I particularly loved it. So I'm just like, okay, so this dude has went a little bit cuckoo. Like, he's been like doing this crap for like who knows how many centuries. Like, of course, after a while, you get tired and you're just like, you know what? I finally have someone to talk to, so I'm just gonna talk. That's how I kind of saw it. So
I would say, like, about that monologue, I too really liked it, JP, especially when he did the, and I feel like there may be certain lines where they do this with each one. He was like, the truth is I'm older than I look and I'm tired. And that shit hit on a real level. It was like that time in WandaVision, what Vision said about grief.
What is grief but love persevering?
Right. I feel like if we're going to do certain lines like that every time, like if you just pick one line like that that makes people feel shit for real, I'm down.
Hey, what was that line in Nigga Bird and the Snowman? Find it. Find it for me.
Pick you know what? We are, as a group, as a collective, going to just agree that that didn't actually happen. Like that whole series.
I'm sure there's a line. I can't remember, but I know it has to do with probably Isaiah. So...
if anybody was going to give us a line to hit our lives, it would have been that. It would have been him. Because everybody else. No, thank you. To that whole show. But congratulations to Don Cheadle for his Emmy nomination. For like right. The 10 seconds.
Don Cheadle even was like, why? What? Why do I have an Emmy nomination for this? I was there for one. I was there. I was on set for 45 minutes. Like, what are we doing?
I don't think his scene was even, like, I don't think it was 3 minutes long.
Him be like, so you just not going to be Captain America? Okay, right, bet. Let's see how that works out.
His scene was, what's up, Sam? You not going to be Captain America? All right, man, cool. Bye. No.
Stay black.
What's up, man? You not going to be Captain America? All right, cool. By the way, I got the hookup on a job. Bye. That's it. The end.
Meanwhile, he's doing his thing with Black Monday, and there are no nominations for him over that shit. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Why y'all doing Don Cheadle so dirty like this? Why?
Right. Like, okay, what was that other show that he did? Oh, fuck.
House of Lies?
House of Lies, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he was fucking awesome in House of Lies. And I don't even think they really gave him any nominations. Hold on. I gotta search now to see if he got any nomination for House of Lies, because that show, he did his thing on that show.
All right, ladies, any more thoughts on Loki before we wrap this up? Thoughts, feels?
I'm just looking forward to season two. I'm hoping that some of the stuff that I didn't quite get in season one will be clearer in season two. And you know what, more women, like that's all I got.
Yeah, I hope they dive a little bit more deeper into Loki's background, even Sylvie's, even though like she got caught by the TVA by, you know, when she was a little kid, still, like, you know, at least, you know, a little bit more insight into why she's so fucking pissed. But I mean, there's an idea, but seeing it, then hearing it, you know, would be better. Mm-hmm. Also, like, okay, fan fiction writers, I want to need y'all to like realize that Loki is not a dom. Please stop doing that. He's a bratty sub. So please stop. Stop. He's a bratty sub. We all know he's a bratty sub.
JP, what's your side on the argument? Is it incest or masturbation?
So glad you asked me that question.
First of all, it is masturbation. So
boom!
Incest. It's incest. And here's why. No, here's why.
Here we go.
I really just rewatched the first episode of Loki to find the scene where they explain the variants, and they are two separate entities. Incest. So now, you twins out there, you have both JP
Melissa
who condone the lifestyle.
That's not how it works. It's a different decision will make JP, your path. JP,
I tried to explain this.
I just watched the very clip. When they pruned the timeline, that person appeared again, yet the variant is separate.
What do you mean the person that people can't get?
That's the literal scene I just watched.
In the cartoon?
No, in the Loki series.
No, I'm saying in the cartoon that the TVA shows you.
Yes.
That's them splitting. That's the person splitting.
No, no, no. What happens when the person makes a decision, there is no splitting. No. That person is going. They're on a different time. They are no longer part of the sacred timeline and are now on their own timeline.
That doesn't make
the one and only timeline.
That doesn't make sense, because that means when Loki made this decision in Endgame.
That's what I just said. Yes, that was my argument. Yes.
So
when they prune the timeline, this person becomes separate and the original returns to go on the path of the sacred timeline.
No, they don't become separate.
That's what their cartoon just showed.
No, that cartoon does not. That doesn't make sense.
That's literally what it just showed me. Yes.
JP, and Melissa are team masturbation.
Right. It splits the timeline, and whoever
y'all want to have sex with yourselves.
They're still the same person. It's just they made different decisions to get there.
Not according to the TVA.
Sometimes I look real cute.
Are you sure? Okay. I'll look at this cartoon again. I think you are just interpreting it in the way that you want it.
I paused it. I literally just showed you, what they just showed me.
Says the person who right before we started recording was like, oh, I look so cute today.
I do look so cute today. I know I would fuck myself. I'm not even going to pretend. Yes. I would bang the mess out of myself. I am cute.
Okay, so you just said I would bang the mess out of myself. So is it masturbation?
No, it's incest.
How is it incest?
You're just okay with that.
Yes, I understand. Okay, I understand what it is.
But you're not your own sibling.
But technically, I'd be a twin. It's the equivalent of being a twin.
Just no.
No. Like, just no.
That's the comparison. If I'm banging myself, it's the equivalent of me banging my own twin. We are genetically identical.
No.
So would you say if you had a clone and you did your own clone, you would call that incest?
Yes.
I just don't think that's true.
Yeah, that's masturbation.
We are genetically identical. But just because I'm born of that versus being born from a mom or a dad. We are
that would be weird.
Identical.
That's where I draw the line. That would be weird for me. If it's me from a different timeline, fine.
Fine.
But like,
that's just you and your clone.
You took my kidneys and made another me?
That's just you and your twin being separated for 10, 20 years and you come back together.
Different timeline.
Your twin went off and made separate decisions without you. That's their different timeline. Same thing.
First of all, twins.
Same thing.
Now I am more confused.
Whatever, I'm not confused. It's masturbation. I don't care what she says.
I'm gonna stay on JP's side with this, if only because it makes things simpler for my brain. Anyway, that's gonna be the show for today. We did not have Maria here today, so I think I'll probably have Maria because I know Maria's gonna want to talk about it. I'll probably have her record her thoughts and feels on it, so that way we can add it and stitch it into the episode here.
She's gonna have to weigh in on this topic.
She is going to have to weigh in on this.
I mean, I fully expect to be the only person on this side. It's okay. When you're on the side of right, sometimes you have to stand alone.
Anyway,
that way.
The amount of bullshit you just did right there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is the cult. This is the cult leader talking.
I can see it.
Cult leader, you cannot sit here.
Hold on a second.
Simply rooted in fact.
We might not have to stitch something in. Okay, hold on just
a second. It's simply rooted in fact. You cannot sit here and say that if two siblings identical have sex is incest, but two variants who are identical have sex, not incest.
Yes, I can
say that.
You can't say twins are the same person.
They are rooted in identical DNA.
But they're not the same
person. Same person.
They started off the same and then split off.
Oh, they're not the same person. I'm still on JP's side. They're not the same person.
Nobody wants to be on the side of
they're
incest.
They're not the same person.
Because Disney condoned incest.
Oh my God. Anyway, before we wrap this up, we've got Maria on the line. So we are going to get Maria's thoughts on the series and on the debate of the century. So Maria, what do you think of the series as a whole?
I really enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed that it was a character study. I love the design of the sets, in particular, like episode 3, people were like, it's so boring. Episode 3 is amazing. The whole speech about love is a dagger, fantastic. I love how it deals with the themes of deception, truth, self-discovery, and what that can mean for people. They are not related, okay? They're from different universes. They do not have the same parents. It is not incest. And it is very much narcissism. Still.
Yes. It is narcissism. That's the one thing that I think the show did get very right, is Loki is so narcissistic that the only person he would be able to truly love is himself.
Yeah. I do love when, I think it was episode 5, when he sees all the other variants and he's trying to tell them about Sylvie, and he's like, she's amazing, she wants to take down the TVA. And I was like, oh, so cute. Loki's discovered like he can do things that matter more to people outside of himself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's inspired. You really get to see his growth here. I enjoy that a lot, and to the point where he was ready to put himself in danger just to try and make sure that Sylvie was okay. But at
Which
the
is
end,
he does not do.
Yeah, but at the end, Sylvie proved, you know, she is a Loki. Like, this has been her whole drive, her entire life. So there was no way she was going to give that up. It just wasn't going to happen. Miss Minutes, don't trust her. Never did. Right? She doesn't. She's shady, and she only works for Jonathan Majors, apparently. I love seeing Jonathan Majors at the end of the episode, because I was still like, it was either going to be him or it was going to be like another Loki. So I wasn't quite sure. Well,
I'm glad it wasn't another Loki. I don't think I would have liked it if it was another Loki.
Yeah, I felt like that would have made sense, because the fact that that Loki didn't make sure that his face was plastered everywhere.
Right. Like, and then also, like, yes, the whole thing about Kang being one of the timekeepers, like, yeah, it makes sense for it to be a version of Kang.
Yeah, yeah, no, Kang. I can see how both of those options would have worked out. But I was glad to see Jonathan Majors pop up on the screen. I squealed when I saw him. I was like, yeah.
Yes.
And he was just delightful. He never gives the same performance in anything he's in. He's such a fantastic actor. So I enjoyed him as like slightly goofy and Kang, who's just kind of like, well, he who remains anyway. He's just kind of like, please give me something I don't know. Please. Like,
I want something different. This is,
please,
this is boring.
And not surprised that Mobius did not have hands. He's just not that guy.
No, he's a, I was going to say accountant, but that's not the word.
I mean, close enough.
Oh yeah, I guess they are. They're accountants for
time.
Yeah, time, yeah, accountants. He's a time accountant.
Time CPAs. I was hoping we would get to see him on a jet ski.
No, that's season two.
That'll be season two. We still don't know like what his event was where they went and picked him up.
Storm, right, thinks it's definitely him getting a jet ski or riding a jet ski when he wasn't supposed to.
Or maybe he rode somebody else's jet ski.
Right. Or maybe like just like with Ravonna, she picked the wrong pen. I think that's what her event is, because they kept focusing on those freaking pens. Mm-hmm. So she picked up the wrong color pen. And I think his may be that he was supposed to go jet skiing.
Or he picked the wrong jet ski.
Yeah, he picked the wrong jet ski. Or he was supposed to die by jet ski, but he lived. Mm.
They were like, you're efficient. You're a go-getter. We're gonna give you a job and also erase your memory.
Ah! Yay! And also, real quick, the fact that Loki's a narcissist and at the point and hated himself at the beginning, like the fact that his narcissism came about because he hated himself and he wanted to prove that he was worthy. Okay, that's it. That's all.
That was another good part. Like Melissa said earlier about lines. I know I was supposed to wrap this up, but I got to bring this back around to this. Like Melissa said earlier about there being lines. That was another good line in the movie, how he talks about how the TVA is an insecure tyrant who's just killing people or just doing these things to people because to hide their insecurities. And then he turns around and he's like, that's the reason I've been a dick this whole time is because I'm trying to hide my insecurities.
Yep.
It was very good. All right.
So I'm very interested to see season two and where this all goes. I think I'm not sure if I like it better than WandaVision, but I think it has a higher rewatchability than WandaVision, because part of watching WandaVision is having you just as confused as everybody else as to what is going on and who's behind everything. And then once you kind of figure that out, you know.
Yeah, WandaVision was a bit of a mystery, whereas this is like the everybody knows that there's a big thing behind there, but that's not the focus. Like the focus isn't the man behind the curtain. The focus is Dorothy and her friends going through Oz.
Well, that, but we also know that there's a man behind the curtain, and you don't know that in WandaVision. You don't know what's really happening. Of course, Falcon and the Winter Soldier still sucks.
Yeah.
We've just agreed that it didn't happen.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Especially as
I think WandaVision was more watchable though.
Well, the earlier episodes, like all of the sitcom-y parts are more watchable.
Yeah.
Once you get to the big Wanda reveal.
Yeah, the more Marvel portions.
Yeah, once you get to the more Marvel portions, it's not that it's bad, that it's not good anymore. It's that like
once you know the mystery, like, well,
okay,
kind of.
I've seen this before.
Right. Towards the end, it's like the fight scene's coming up. I know what's going to happen. The good guys are going to win.
They're going to
fight. Well, yeah. That, I agree with you.
Right. The only big thing is like the big difference is at the end of WandaVision, it's like there's also still a big tragedy that happens. Mm-hmm. But like the sitcom where it goes through the sitcoms through time, those are fun to watch just because it's fun to see the sitcom. Mm-hmm.
And we get invested in Photon. What is her name on this one now?
I just forgot her real name.
Her daughter.
She was Monica Rambeau. There we go.
Monica, yeah.
But they think she's got the Photon outfit when she finally gets the outfit on. So that's what they mm-hmm. think she's going to be.
Also, if you notice her mother's, her codename or middle name is Photon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have like a little memorial plaque to her and they have like Photon as her nickname.
But I think they're also going to probably do a little homage to her being a Marvel because she's going to be in the Marvel, the Captain Marvel movie.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel 2. Where it's not called Captain Marvel 2. It's called something because it's going to have Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and her. So we'll see how that goes. That looks like it's going to be interesting. Anyway,
I will pay for that one.
Anyway, tangent aside.
I just want to add one more thing to the whole Loki thing that we were talking about. Where you asked the question before, were they, you know, good or evil, or, you know, gray and white versus black and all the other stuff. After rewatching this clip where they, you know, show that the variants are two separate entities, I'm going to go on the side of evil because they make them stand trial for making the decision to become a variant, mm-hmm. which, like as you said, when the principal picked up the wrong pen, you're now on trial for picking up the blue pen versus the red pen, which caused an alternate timeline. Like,
right?
Oh yeah, no. The TVA is definitely like just a miserable bureaucracy that, like, you know.
If we're gonna go. D&D on this, they're lawful evil.
Yes.
They don't feel like what they're doing is evil. You know, they just feel like you're not following rules, so you have to follow rules at all costs.
If we're doing TVA rules, or D&D,
right?
The TVA as a whole is lawful evil, but like Renslayer is going to be lawful evil because she's got selfish reasons of doing things. B15. Is gonna be actually B15 towards the end becomes chaotic good because she wants to do what's right and she's willing to burn the whole place down for it.
Yeah, I like the juxtaposition of Ravonna and B15, where Ravonna is more about order and B15 is about truth.
I was gonna say Ravonna is now lawful neutral, but she's more lawful evil because she has selfish reasons for doing what she's doing. The Lokis, all of them, chaotic evil. Chaotic neutral.
Really? I would say chaotic neutral.
I don't know about evil, but yeah.
Chaotic neutral, because I don't think they care either way, but they do want the chaos. Main character Loki goes in.
I don't know if they want the chaos. I think some of them want the chaos and some of them just can't help but bring chaos.
Main character Loki evolves into neutral good because he wants to do what's right, but he knows that the laws aren't the best way to go about it. And he also knows that the chaos isn't the best way to go about it. Sylvie's definitely chaotic neutral. Yeah, chaotic evil because she is doing this. She's being selfish. Now we got to make a chart. Anyway, you guys.
we got to do a ranking video.
I know. Yeah, I know. S tier. Anyway, thank you for listening. We very much appreciate it. You can follow us on social media on mostly Twitter at Nerdgasm Noir. You can also find us on our website at nerdgasmnoir.net. You can also join our Discord and have these conversations with us on Discord. If you follow us on Twitter, we put out the link to the Discord periodically. I think it's like every week, every other day, something like that, to let you know what the Discord is. So definitely join that and come hang out with us. You can also find each of us ladies individually. So where can people find you, Melissa?
I'm at Kirby Black Geek on the Twitters and the Instagrams, but my Twitter is more than my Instagram.
Okay, and JP?
Oh, you can find at Isitis, Isitis. Boom.
And Maria?
can find me on Instagram and Twitter at ValarMoreDollars. That's V-A-L-A-R-M-O-R dollars.
And Storm.
You can find me in a webtoon trying to read all of the things.
That's what you've been doing for like a month, is reading every webtoon in existence.
Everything.
Every single
one. So, hold on, pause. So you cannot talk about me and my freaking translated Chinese novels. Okay? So... no one say nothing about
this is your,
trying to
this
be the whole site.
Webtoons for you is the translated Chinese romance novels for JP. That's what it is.
It is. I'm not going to lie. I admit it. I can still talk about you, though.
And you know what? Fine. I'm talking about you, too. God damn it.
And of course, you can find me on Twitter at NaniCoolJ. Thank you so very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.